It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome. Great to have you back.
Thank you very much, Bill. And has Santa brought any Christmas gift to Red Sox fans? I think he put something in the stocking yesterday, but
well,
Red Sox fans are going to think it's more like coal at this point.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. That's your take on it. You're not a happy little elf, are you, today?
Absolutely not. I can see this is a complete waste of time by Dave Dombrowski. Funny thing yesterday, Bill, the season ticket applications had to be in with payment for the early season discount. So this is what Dave Dombrowski gives to the fans who put up their hard-earned money to watch this local nine. He gives them Mitch Moreland as a present. Very disappointing. It's a two-year deal, $13 million last year. Moreland hit .246 for the Sox, 22 home runs, 79 RBIs. They're still saying that the Sox could still be in on free agent outfielder Jamie DeMartinez. They're saying that the Moreland move could also mean that Hanley Ramirez goes into more of a platoon role because Ramirez needs just 497 at-bats next year to vest a $22 million contract for 2019. So like I say, they're using this as part of leverage against Ramirez and potentially getting Jamie DeMartinez. You know that Scott Boras wants the Brinks truck for Martinez in the offseason here. So we'll have to see what moves comes next, but this is the only move that Red Sox fans are going to get to add to the lineup. It's not really adding to the lineup. It's the same thing as what you had, and obviously they had problems scoring runs and hitting home runs last year.
All right, so you're not eagerly running down the stairs on Christmas morning to Fenway Park, are you?
Absolutely not. Not even close. I think I might be headed in a different direction.
All right. Well, Andy, what else do we have for Red Sox news heading into this week here?
Well, down at the winter meetings last week in Orlando, manager Alex Cora did say that Mookie Betts will be the leadoff hitter come next year and expect Craig Kimbrell, the closer, to be used in more high-leverage situations before the ninth inning. He's also expecting Dustin Pedroia and Hanley Ramirez to have big impacts on the team recovering from their off-season surgeries. And also, Cora said that the team will be stressing fundamentals during spring training.
All right. Well, I don't know what that – I know what that means, but I don't know what that means.
Exactly. We'll see how that all plays out is what that means.
All right. I know on your notes you got a bunch of old-time Red Soxers in the news here.
Well, this past Saturday, the Red Sox held their 15th annual Christmas at Fenway event. Of course, Alex Cora was there, as was Dave Dombrowski, with big smiles on their faces. But when you talk about former Red Sox that were in attendance, you had Rico Petrocelli, Jim Lomborg, Bob Montgomery, Keith Volk, a few others mixed in as well, including Jim Corsi, some current Red Sox members on hand, Devin Marrero, Robbie Scott, and Austin Maddox. It's a nice event for fans to come in, see Fenway Park all dressed up for Christmas, and you can buy some nice memorabilia and items put under the Christmas tree, but Dave Dombrowski certainly wasn't shopping at the time. And, it's a good event overall for Red Sox fans to get themselves all fired up for the hot stove season.
All right, you made your point, Andy. Now, okay, what else do we have for any other Red Sox news from the offseason?
Well, one note, some sad news, I guess you want to say. Pitcher Tracy Stallard, former Red Sox hurler, passed away last week at the age of 80. Stallard, known for giving up Roger Maris's record-breaking 61st home run back in 1961.
Well, we're closing down here. 19th of December. Soon it'll be January, and then that's just a month away from the month that the Sox head to Fort Myers.
Absolutely. Spring training now 57 days away, and opening day, the big 100 number, as they get ready for that March 29th appearance in Tampa against the Rays.
All right, Andy, what do we have for Major League Baseball notes of note?
Well, over at the baseball winter meetings last week, Marlins minority owner Derek Jeter said that Giancarlo Stanton is to blame for his trade to the Yankees. It had nothing to do with team finances, which I thought was an interesting move since the Marlins have also discarded a few other of their high-priced quality players, so I can't see the reason that Stanton wasn't having anything to do with finances. It certainly was, but he was just trying to sugarcoat it. The Anaheim Angels pitcher outfielder Shohei Ohtani, the big Japan player that came over and just got signed, they say he now has a sprained UCL in his pitching elbow. We'll have to see how that plays out as spring training gets underway and what kind of impact he's going to have. It could be a Tommy John situation down the road. We'll have to see what happens there. Some other moves of note, as I mentioned, the Marlins, they traded one of their star outfielders last year, Marcell Ozuna, to the Cardinals for four prospects. Ozuna hit 37 home runs last season. Another trade at the winter meetings of note, the Angels acquired second baseman Ian Kinsler from the Tigers for two prospects. And it was a feel-good story from down at the winter meetings as the Cardinals traded outfielder Stephen Viscotti to the A's so he could be closer to his ailing mother who lives just 25 miles from Oakland and is suffering from ALS.
I think Bob Costas won the Ford Frick Broadcasting Award, I understand. I thought I read a story this week, Andy, where I skimmed it, that people were asking, who's Bob Costas? You know what I mean?
It's true. I mean, obviously, right now he's on the MLB Network. More people think of Bob Costas, I guess, when it comes in terms of the NFL or even Olympic coverage. But obviously, Costas was one of the announcers with the Game of the Week back with NBC back in the '80s. So he's definitely, when I think of Bob Costas, I think of him as a baseball announcer. So I think it's a very well-deserving award for him.
No, I agree with you. I do remember from the base. I'm not watching Major League Baseball Network, I guess, so I missed that. But I know I obviously remember him from the Game of the Week, and I'm not disputing that at all. Any other notes, Andy, to close it out?
Well, wrap things up with a couple of notes. The Tigers have announced in August they will retire the number 3 worn by Alan Trammell and number 47 worn by Jack Morris. Now that's been enshrined into the Hall of Fame, and that'll come in July. And the 2017 AL MVP, Houston Astros second baseman Jose Altuve, has been named Sports Illustrated 2017 Sportsperson of the Year.
Pound for pound, the best winner ever, I guess, right?
Absolutely, no question about that.
All right. Andy, great. Have a great holiday, and thanks so much.
You too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, hold on. That's Andy Carboni, our baseball insider here on MSONewsSports.com.